Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Secretary, welcome back to Philadelphia. Second time we talked with you.
Scott Turner.
Yes, Dom. Great to see you. Nice to hear you guys.
It sounds like the president introduced you. Was that yesterday?
Yes, sir. It was at the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl celebration.
Ah, absolutely. So as a guy who played in the league that long, here in town, we see the battle now with Barkley, who, great player, played golf with President Trump, and the others, including the quarterback, who didn't show up. Any thoughts on that? When you were playing, were they doing invite to the White House then?
You know, I don't think so. I don't remember clearly since it was 30 years ago.
Okay.
But I don't remember, and plus I never won a Super Bowl, you know, unfortunately. But I think it is a great honor for any team to come and visit with the President of the United States, to come to Washington, to sit on the South Lawn, to walk the halls of the most important, not just real estate, but the iconic home, the leader of the free world, you know, to be able to come and sit with him. And not only that, but to pour into him as well, because the President loved being around these guys. That is a great honor and a great privilege. And so I'm really proud of the teammates and coaches from Philly that came to the White House.
And I would add, too, I don't know if you know Malcolm Jenkins or know of him. He didn't go the last time, and he's wrote a – he was a pretty good strong safety or whatever we're calling that safety today. The president would have listened to him, Scott. He has a lot of criminal justice reform. I'm not saying Trump would have agreed with all of it, but that's – you know this better, and I've just been around a few times – you get his ear on something that intrigues him. He starts having people research it, and you got something going on. You can talk to him about important stuff when you get to be close as a football team, particularly if you're one of the main players.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that disappoints me the most is when guys make decisions based off what they've heard.
Right.
And not based on a real truth and fact. In particularly guys like this that are professional players that understand what it means to watch film, to study, to anticipate, to be on the team, to deal with all kind of personalities, all kind of backgrounds, goals, dreams, and admonitions. For them not to come to the White House really is a missed opportunity. In particular, you talk about Malcolm Jenkins and Jalen and others who didn't come, which I love those guys. You know, I love what they do. But it is a missed opportunity. And matter of fact, the president even gave Jalen a shout out yesterday in his speech, understanding that he wasn't there.
Yes.
But President Trump is one who, when you come to his desk and you come to the table, he listens. He's one of the best listeners that I've been around. He wants to understand your ideas. He wants to understand your struggles. He wants to understand the difficulties. And he wants to hear everybody out. And so if you have an idea, in particular like criminal justice, he wants to understand what improvements can we make to criminal justice? What improvements can we make to housing? And not only that, to boot, the president is a huge football fan. He's a huge sports fan. He had just as much fun as the players did. And so I would, all of those that are listening now, whether you agree with him or not, whether you agree with his politics or not, you know, he's a father, he's a husband, he's a successful businessman, he's a believer, he understands business, he understands sport. Come see him. Come listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's been through a lot. And so I would encourage any team that has the opportunity to come, you know, to take advantage of it.
Well, that's well put. Now, we've been playing. My producers keep on dropping in Big Dom. How big is Big Dom, who was honored by the president
Big
yesterday?
Big Dom, and he's sort of a legend.
How big is that guy, Scott?
Yeah, he's a big old buddy. He's a big guy. But he's a gentle giant, you know, and yeah. He loves the president. But I tell you what, man, he's one of those guys that if you need him, and I don't know him personally, but just understanding his story and seeing him in action, the players love him, the team loves him, the coaches, but all of Philly loves him. And his character and his actions speak for themselves. But physically, he's a big boy.
So you now at HUD, the billing, and HUD is the place where a lot of this happens, restoring the American dream. It's only 100 yeah. days, but you put into play some of the things, I know when you were here in Philadelphia, that are going to result in people having a better path to home ownership, which is cornerstone of the American dream.
Right. Yes, sir. You know, we came in, we restored the mission-minded focus here at HUD because they had lost that in the previous administration. There was no focus. There was no intentionality. And so we want to be very and have been very mission-minded. You know, we have a housing affordability crisis in our country, as you alluded to. And so we've been working very diligently to tear down burdensome regulations, to bring down the cost of building, to raise the supply, to give creativity and ingenuity and freedom and flexibility back to the localities where private builders and developers and economic development officials and community people can literally come together and find out, you know, what do we need uniquely in our neighborhood and build it. And so we need to get the federal government out of the way. The federal government's not the solution. It's a great facilitator. It's a great partner. And to build these public-private partnerships as it pertains to housing and affordability is what we're aimed at, and that's a big priority for us here.
My producer and I both noticed the same thing. Zwillow produced a report this week that it costs $1 million. I guess I saw it yesterday or this morning for a starter house in 233 American cities. I can't believe that. You know, I know what a starter house is. You probably did, too, when you were starting out. $1 million, even in Philadelphia. In New York, yeah, I mean, they're going to put you on a tent in the sidewalk. You need $1 million. But in Philadelphia, I mean, you have a sense of that? How do we address that?
Yes, sir. You know, when I bought my first house, I was playing for the Redskins. And I was, I think it was around like $200,000 or $250,000, which was a lot back then. But you're talking about to buy a house today at $1 million to get in the game. That's unacceptable. And so, again, we have to bring regulations down. The regulatory environment in our country as it pertains to home affordability and building is crippling our nation. We took down a rule called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. This is an Obama-Biden-era rule that basically Washington was a zoning czar. So Washington would tell Plano, Texas, or Boston, or Dubuque, Iowa, or Chicago, Illinois, they would tell them how they should zone their neighborhoods. Well, every neighborhood is unique. But the AFFH rule was really a regional type rule that said, hey, Dubuque, Iowa, and Chicago, Illinois, we're going to treat y'all the same. You need to zone your neighborhoods the same. Well, you and I both know that Washington cannot pick winners and losers. Winners and losers have to be picked on the local level. And so when we took that rule down, it restored flexibility back to the localities. And I've received many messages from localities saying, thank you for giving us the flexibility. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do our own zoning, to pick our own communities, because all communities are unique. And so, guys, I think that tearing down regulations is really going to free up home building and bring the cost down.
Secretary, thank you very, very much. Thanks for your insights on both football and Trump and what Trump's really like, and also what you're doing at Housing and Urban Development. Thanks for joining us again today.
Yes, sir, guys. Thank you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host...
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.